God's word is true and righteous altogether, and it is surely provable beyond any shadow of doubt. Yes, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and salvation is found in no other. All instruction contrary to Holy Writ is simply error, just as 3.99 cannot attain to 2 plus 2 equals 4. God's word is truth, and the nature of truth is zero tolerance for the contrary positions. The beautiful words found in the Bible are a sure foundation, a place of vibrant hope and joy, a place of real peace and promise, a place where purpose is eternal. These glorious words are guaranteed by the full faith and credit of Jehovah and His heavenly host, a sure place to build a life. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. We're grateful for your visit. This is feature article 481 that proves the inerrancy of the good news. These features are archived in text and streaming audio. Every Thursday evening, God willing, they grow by one. You can have the weekly feature emailed to you simply by registering in our guest book. For the past 6,000 years, Satan has paraded around his champions before the sons of men to challenge and malign God's holy word. These carnal strong men have never failed to fail. Be of good cheer, for your faith is built upon the solid rock. To those of you who are not born again, come on in. The door of salvation is wide open, but be apprised that this is a limited time offer. Today is your day of salvation. Today could be the best day of your life. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Genesis chapter 6, 12 through 17. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. Man said the idea that God told Noah to build an ark for himself and his family and the animals because he was going to destroy wicked men with a global flood is simply beyond absurd. Now the record. Noah's ark is in the news again. On April 27, 2010, at foxnews.com, under the title, Has Noah's Ark Been Found on Turkish Mountaintop? We found the following. The remains of Noah's Ark have been discovered 13,000 feet up a Turkish mountain, according to a sensational claim by evangelical explorers. A group of Chinese and Turkish evangelical explorers say wooden remains they have discovered on Mount Ararat in eastern Turkey are the remains of Noah's Ark. The group claims that carbon dating proves the relics are 4,800 years old, meaning they date to around the same time the Ark was said to be afloat. Mount Ararat has long been suspected as the final resting place of the craft by evangelicals and literalists hoping to validate biblical stories. Yen Wing Chung from Noah's Ark Ministries International Research Team that made the discovery said, It's not 100% that it is Noah's Ark, but we think it is 99.9% that it is. There have been several reported discoveries of the remains of Noah's Ark over the years, most notably a find by archaeologist Ron Wyatt in 1987. At that time, the Turkish government officially declared a national park around his find, a boat-shaped object stretched across the mountains of Ararat. Nevertheless, the evangelical ministry remains convinced that the current find is in fact more likely to be the actual artifact, calling upon Dutch ark researcher Gerrit Alten to verify its legitimacy, end of quote. Then this was found in the Christian Science Monitor April 30, 2010. Two members of the search team that claimed to have found Noah's Ark on Mount Ararat in Turkey responded to skepticism by saying that there is no plausible explanation for what they found other than it is the fabled biblical boat that weathered the storm that raged 40 days and 40 nights and flooded the entire earth. Noah's Ark Ministries International held a press conference April 25 in Hong Kong to present their findings and say they were 99.9% sure that a wooden structure found at 12,000-foot elevation and dated as 4,800 years old was Noah's Ark. Turkish officials from Agri Province, the location of Mount Ararat, also attended this week's press conference in Hong Kong. Lieutenant Governor Mart Guin and Cultural Ministries Director Mushin Bulut, both provincial officials, believe the discovery is likely Noah's Ark, according to the announcement posted on the team's website. The local government thinks this is Noah's Ark, Mr. Young says. End of quote. The legitimacy of this latest discovery will take some time to ferret out. The skeptics, of course, have immediately begun to discredit and jeer from the sidelines even before due diligence is performed. But what did you expect? On God Said, Man Said, there are numerous features that certify the Genesis record of Noah and the global flood. But the skeptics will continue to attempt to discredit. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13, "If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself." The sampling of the information that has been published on God Said, Man Said, and that follows surely shouts yes to Noah. At the end of this feature, we will list related articles. It is important to know that the challengers challenge, but the Word of God remains unbroken. Consider the following review. There are at least 500 legends of worldwide deluge, many remarkably similar to Noah's account. Flood strata cover 75% of the earth. There are fish fossils on every mountain peak. Today's water levels are much higher than in the ancient past. If the world were smooth like a ball, the water would reach nearly 2 miles above the surface. The North Pole was once tropical. In the past 122 years, Noah's Ark has been reportedly spotted by over 186 people. In ancient times, famed historian Josephus said he saw it. Marco Polo claimed he too saw Noah's Ark. In 1917, World War I pilot Vladimir Roscovitsky said he saw a large ship at a high altitude on Mount Ararat. U.S. astronaut James Irwin led expeditions up Mount Ararat to find Noah's Ark but failed. In 1955, French industrialist Nevers ascended Ararat and retrieved a piece of hand-hewn wood that he and others believe was part of Noah's Ark. Many paleontological specimens are found in rock strata, horizontal layers of hardened sediment, which are seen all around the world. Nearly all the dinosaurs that have been found were buried in sandstone, which means they were killed by flood action. Hundreds of the great frozen mammoth beasts that have been found in Siberia were all buried in ice. Some of the woolly mammoths that have been found in the Arctic still have green foliage in their mouths. These animals were destroyed suddenly by massive water action. It is reported that hungry people had actually eaten them. In Patagonia, paleontologists found 6 fossilized dinosaurs buried together. They claim these creatures to be the largest meat eaters to have ever roamed the earth. They theorized that these giants may have perished in a flood. The Mother of All Extinctions was a headline in Discover magazine, October 2001. According to science writer Kay Wright, during an event dubbed the Permian Extinction, 90% of all life on the planet was wiped out, which pseudoscientists erroneously predict to have happened 250 million years ago. The following excerpt is from Wright's article, and it tells of a sudden death, but also shows how much confidence one should have in their dating estimates. It reads, "Until recently, geologists and paleontologists thought the Permian extinction itself occurred over millions of years, the result of gradual changes in climate and sea level that are common in Earth's history. But new studies have unearthed increased evidence of sudden death. In 1997, analysis of radioactive decay in Permian sediment showed that the extinction may have taken place over a period of less than 500,000 years. Subsequent studies of other sediment features reduced that figure to 10,000 years or less. And according to an exhaustive fossil census Irwin and his colleagues conducted last year, the Permian extinction may have gone down virtually overnight. End of quote. Consider these geological facts that certify the Bible's account of Noah's Ark. 1. All the mountains of the world have been underwater at some time or times in the past, as indicated by sedimentary rocks and marine fossils near their summits. 2. Most of the Earth's crust consists of sedimentary rock, which are found almost entirely underwater. 3. All sedimentary formations appear to have formed rapidly, even catastrophically. On October 24, 2009, Science News reported that the king of the seas, Ichthyosaur, was found buried in Nevada, USA. The NOAA proof just keeps coming. A few short excerpts from the January 2, 2010 issue of Science News follows. In an instantaneous flash, the dry Mediterranean became a normal Mediterranean Sea like we see today, says study author Daniel Garcia Castellanos of the Spanish National Research Council, or CSIC, in Barcelona. Garcia Castellanos and colleagues calculate that at the height of the flood, water levels rose more than 10 meters daily, that's 32.8 feet, and more than 40 centimeters, that's 15.75 inches of rock eroded away each day. The calculations put an upper limit of 2 years on how long it took to fill the Mediterranean, but Garcia Castellanos says it could have been as short as a few months, end of quote. Earlier studies also concluded that England was separated from the rest of Europe after a similar cataclysmic flood. I should note that these researchers have not concluded that these issues point to Noah. Let the data speak for itself. Down through time, figures of huge reputation believed in Noah's Ark. A short list would include Job, Moses, David, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Peter, Paul, Jesus Christ, and God. Noah? Of course, yes. God's Word is a place to build a life. Jesus said in Matthew 7:24-27, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." God said, Genesis 6:12-17, "And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die." Man said the idea that God told Noah to build an ark for himself and his family and the animals because he was going to destroy wicked man with a global flood is simply beyond absurd. Now you have the record.